From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how do we know if the surge of American troops in Iraq is working? It's a military question and a political one.
First, changing politics in this country. Call it hopscotch or leapfrog or me first. States are moving their presidential primaries up.
The South Carolina Republican Party this morning reset its primary 2 weeks earlier for January 19th, so it can be the first southern state to vote. Now New Hampshire will go earlier than that by at least a week.
John Dickerson of the online magazine Slate is here to help us sort through all this hopscotching. Welcome back to the program, John.
It's good to be back.
Well, you know, if this keeps up, we might as well all go to the polls next week, right?
That's right. Everybody's got to figure out who they want to be their next president immediately. I should say before explaining this madness, we've got only the sort of thinnest rational reason for any of this havoc that's going on. It's mostly because of state pride and because states want to reap all of the money that they get from having their primaries. But quickly, what happened is Florida started all this by moving up their primary. South Carolina wants to be first in the nation, so now they've today announced they're moving up their primary. New Hampshire, which requires that they have to be first in the nation, as distinct from South Carolina being first in the South, is now going to move theirs up, and that'll make Iowa move up their caucuses.
Because Iowa also has a state law saying that they have to be the first, too.
Exactly. Iowa says they have to happen. The caucuses have to take place 8 days before the first national primary.
So we could get the Iowa caucuses this year, the end of 2007?
Yes, ballots with your mistletoe and your eggnog during Christmas. Now, there's a lot of talk, and it's all confusing because New Hampshire hasn't actually said what their date is going to be in response to this new news from South Carolina. There's some talk out of Iowa now that both Republicans and Democrats there are saying, no, we're not going to do this at Christmas. But it's hard to tell exactly how they'll do that if New Hampshire moves its date in such a way that Iowa law forces the caucus to move up. So it's still sort of in limbo at the moment.
Okay, I am now dizzy. What are the campaigns doing about this? They must also be in disarray.
Well, they are in disarray. They were dizzy enough as it was because the calendar has moved up so fast and because you have a lot of these big states that have moved up in the process, and it's all kind of crazy. And so they're waiting to find out what's happening. And some of the candidates who aren't doing so well in Iowa, some of the front runners on both sides, really are going to have to hustle to get out there.
Okay, well, speaking about Iowa, this Saturday Republicans hold their straw poll. You have a column up at Slate calling it a whisper campaign that's going on amongst the Republicans. What is that?
Well, what I've been dialing around the state for the last few weeks, talking to sources there, and basically in the conversation about the Republican candidates and as they race, all of these people have talked about their email boxes that are full of these notes that are anonymous from various different campaigns attacking other rivals. Then there's some phone calls that are going on. There are websites attacking Mitt Romney. Governor Huckabee's complaining about Senator Brownback. Tom Tancredo, the congressman, is complaining about Brownback. Everybody is passing along information about kind of flaws in the characters of the other candidates or the positions. And there's just a lot of this heated chatter going on that's kind of under the radar.
And quickly, John, how important is this straw poll?
The straw poll is important mostly for Mitt Romney. He's ahead in Iowa, and expectations are very high for him. He has to do very well. For the third-tier candidates, it's their chance perhaps to stay alive. Otherwise, some of them may be packing it up.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate, thank you.
Thank you.